All right, folks, this is KK4DaysZX for the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. Today is November 1st, 2012, and I'd like to welcome you all to the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. This is KK4DaysZX. Before we begin, I'd like to let you all know that we have Herb, AE5YC, who is my backup, my net controller for tonight, in the event that I am not able to continue with the TechNet. AE5YC will go ahead and pick it up. Before I make any further announcements, is there any priority or emergency traffic at this time? If there's any emergency or priority traffic, go ahead. All right, since there is no emergency or priority traffic, let's go ahead and start with the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet, and I'd like to welcome you all again. This is KK4JZX. AE5YC, Herb, I'd like to let you know that I might have to get out of here around 9 p.m. my time, and if that should happen, then would you be ready to pick it up at that point in case that should happen? This is KK4JZX.
Roger, I don't see any potential conflicts whatsoever. My daughter is taking care of my grandsons for me tonight, so it's a nice quiet evening. I don't even have to run away long enough to toss them in their bed and lock the door. Hi. So I'll be ready just in case you need me. AE5YC.
All right, Herb, AE5YC, this is KK4DaysZX. Thank you very much for backing me up tonight. And we're going to go ahead and begin the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet for tonight. And I want to ask folks that will be checking in. I have a situation where I sometimes have some trouble switching around with my applications, and I am back with my original computer, which was having issues before. I think everything's going to be good, but I'd like for two stations to come in at a time. That way I can keep up with the check-ins. I know that makes it a little tougher for everybody, but I'd like to be able to keep track of the calls. And so if you have, it would be great if you guys could check in two at a time. I'll definitely check in more, but it would be two at a time. I'll recognize the calls. And then I'll continue with the check-ins until we have a good number, and then I'll go back on the list. All right? Are there any announcements at this time that anybody would like to make? Any announcements at all before we continue? This is KK4JZX.
And 1VXP.
All right, that sounded like Rick and 1VXP. Go ahead with your announcement. This is KK4JZX.
It's really actually... It was brought to my attention that I have an ARRL bullet that probably should be read after you get a few check-ins. So I think I'll wait until you get check-ins before you do that.
All right, Rick, N1VXP, if this is, if the ARRL bulletin is important, just come back and read it to us, or... you know what? Let's go ahead and take a couple of check-ins, and then when I catch you back, unless you want to come with it, and it's really a priority, let me know right now, and then I'll just continue taking check-ins. KK4JZX.
It's not really priority, but it is important. It concerns the self-deployment of hams to affected areas. So I think it might be good to get a few check-ins, and then. Maybe it'll be better if I do it at that point.
All right, folks. All right, Rick, no problem. And 1VXP, we'll go ahead and take the bulletin right after the next couple of check-ins. I'd like to let you all know that if there's any emergency traffic while we're running the net, we're going to try to hold off and have a break in between. And I ask everyone to let's have a small break in between so that everybody so that if there's emergency or priority traffic that needs to come in and that we need to handle, then we can do that. And if you do have emergency or priority traffic, please come in with break and we'll definitely handle it in the way that it should be. This is KK4JZX. Anybody that would like to check in at this time with any questions for the TechNet tonight, we're going to open it up to pretty much anyone, anywhere. We're talking about technology. We're talking about anything that you guys have a question about, whether it's Windows, whether it's radio, whether it's antennas, telephone systems, you name it. We have individuals here that have lots of experience and can probably answer your questions. So go ahead with your check-ins at this time. This is KK4JZX.
K8HFY.
M6BIQ.
All right, I think I got two there. I've got Ron, K8HSY, and I think I got N6PIQ. If I got that incorrect, please come back and correct me. But I've got those two stations. This is KK4JZX.
Mike 6, Bravo, India, Quebec. It's Andy from the UK.
All right, M6PIQ. Thank you, Andy, very much. All right, is there anyone else that would like to check in at this time? Next two stations, go ahead.
AE5YC.
All right, I've got AE5YC. So thus far, three stations, K8HSY, M6PIQ, and then AE5YC. Ron, K8HSY, go ahead with your comment or question for the net tonight.
Yeah, good evening, everybody. Good evening to you, Jose. It's been a little bit warmer here today, but it was up for just right around 60, which isn't warm, but it's warmer than what it has been. And the wind lay down a little bit, which is a huge improvement. We had a lot of wind earlier in the week. And so we decided we better fill the boat up with gas, and we took it out and ran it over to the marina and filled it up with gas tonight, so that the tank we fill, we put a Stabil in it to stabilize the gas, because we won't be using the boat that much this winter. So we got that done. That's kind of one of the big things. And worked a little bit on my book, a book I'm writing today, and worked on that a little bit and a couple other projects, but nothing that exciting. And don't have any technical questions, but I'll stand by in case somebody does that I might be able to help out with. I don't know what it would be, but just in case. It's a good net. I think you're doing a good job with this net, Jose, and you're getting a lot of good check-ins, and I think doing a lot of good. So with that, I'll just kick it right back to you, and let's keep it moving. KK4JZX, or this is K8HSY.
All right, Ron, K8HSY. Thank you very much for checking into the net. I my goodness, every time you talk about the boat, I want to be on that boat, and because I do love fishing, and one of these days I'm gonna go sailing, because I really love getting out on the ocean. I've got the next station, which is Mike 6, Papa India, Quebec. Andy, go ahead. It's your turn on the net for with any questions or comments. This is KK4JZX.
KK4JZX, Mike 6, Bravo, India, Quebec. good evening or good morning, everyone. Not much to add, really. I wish we had some cracking weather like yourselves, but ours is in the low 60s, very chilly, cold, heating's on very high, and dressed up for the winter now, for the rest of the year. I'll just listen in, really. I've not been on for a couple of weeks, and I thought I'd have a quick check in, and all good. I'm glad you're still running the net on a good rotor basis, and very good job there you done there. So I'll leave it with you, and I'll just monitor and come in if need to and stuff to add comments. back to you, KK4JZX. This is Mike 6, Bravo, India, Quebec. Andy, cheers.
And Mike 6, Bravo, India, Quebec. How many times can I mess that one up? But you guys do understand, I know that. But thank you, Andy, for checking into the net today. And if you have any questions, feel free to jump in anytime. We're looking for questions about technology and anything having to do with that particular subject. And name it. If you're looking to set up an Echolink proxy, or you're looking to work with your radio, or you're looking to have accessibility for your radio, or you're looking to configure an antenna, run feed line, whatever that you're looking to do tonight, or within the next couple of weeks or next few months, bring it up on the TechNet. We're sure to have someone that's going to have an answer for you, either today or next week or during the week. So I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to AE5YC, Herb. How's it going tonight? And go ahead with your comments for the net. KK4JZX.
Well, fine business. Good evening, good morning to everyone that's listening in, participating, about to participate, et cetera, in the net. And you are doing a fine job as always, Jose. Since I get to have the fun side of this net tonight, I want to put the question out there to anyone who has any input. I would like recommendations on reasonably priced interfaces for setting up a Echolink RF link. I have a selection of radios that I can use. I'm leaning towards a Yaesu FT, I think it's the FT, but the Yaesu 2400. And I have a few different radios that I could use. And I'm trying to keep an inexpensive interface as possible, because it's not going to get as much use as I'm sure I would like, and until it does, I don't want to put a overly large investment. Plus, I've been spending my nickels and dimes way too frequently on radio gear. I do have one USB audio interface that I use for PSK31. But I'd like to dedicate something. So if anyone's got any experience with any particular equipment and configuration, especially on the interface side, I'd love to hear any input on recommendations. And that's all I got for right now. It's a balmy 70 degrees here in New Orleans, and the AC just clicked off. We'll probably end up having to have the heat on before morning just to knock the chill out of the air. Not trying to rub it in, just stating the facts. AE5YC, back to net control.
All right, Herb, that sounds like a good question, because I'm going to have the same question in the next couple of weeks, and I think that KF7UTR, Brad, who had originally brought up a similar topic, would actually enjoy hearing about that. I would, because I'd like to be able to do that as well. I've got a couple of HTs here that I'd like to be able to connect one to use one for that type of setup that you're thinking about. But I'm going to turn it over to N1VXP, who said had an announcement. N1VXP, Rick, before we move on with any additional check-ins, would you like to make your announcement at this time? This is KK4JZX for the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet.
N1VXP. Why don't we get a couple more, and at that point I'll be able to do it.
All right, moving along. This is KK4JZX. Anybody anywhere at this time with any questions? We have one question on the table, and it is the question that Herb has put in, AE5YC. That question is, what kind of gear is recommended, advised, reasonably priced to set up an Echolink RF link? And that's the very first question on our TechNet tonight. Anyone anywhere that would like to check in, go ahead, it's your turn.
K0ET2.
Fox 5, Quebec, Bravo.
Number 9, Romeo Uniform Tango Portable.
All right, I've got three stations. I've got KD0ETQ, KF5QQB, and then one station that I did not, I got UTR. Go ahead and come back with your complete call sign and give it to me in phonetics, KK4JZX.
Okay, sorry about the call here is November 9, Romeo Uniform Tango. November 9, Romeo Uniform Tango. My name is Jim in Indiana.
All right, got it. N9RUT, and that's Jim. All right, and I've got, of course, I've got Phil, and I've got Eric, and then I've got Jim. Is there anyone else that would like to check in at this time? Please, two at a time. This is KK4JZX. All right, that last station that came in, go ahead and repeat your sign. There was some interference. This is KK4JZX. Please come again. AE5YC, are you getting that one? I am not quite making it out. Do you grab that one, Herb? This is KK4JZX.
Negative. I'm not getting a good copy. The signal's not quite holding lock on the repeater, it sounds like. And I don't have my RF side up. I'm in the other room where I could be ready in case my grandson's come in early. So what about Eric, KF5QQB? Are you getting any signal, better signal on the RF side coming in? That is coming in on the N5OZG repeater. What about it, Eric?
I could hear most of it, but I wasn't paying close enough attention to it, just waiting for my name to be called and to hear what other comments are being made. If you want to come back, I might be able to pull it out for you.
All right, that last station that came in, all I heard was Lima, and I heard Lima in there, but go ahead and come back with your call sign, and hopefully we'll be able to catch you this time. This is KK4JZX.
KF5QQB, I read Kilo Foxtrot 5, Lima, India, Charlie.
Roger, I grabbed it that time. Thank you, Eric, for confirming that for us. So I've got four stations, and I'm going to turn it over to Phil, KD0ETQ, Phil. Actually, you know, Phil, let me take that station that has that KF5 Lima India Charlie station, that KF5 India, I'm sorry, KF5 Lima India Charlie station. Go ahead, it's your turn on the net. Alright, KF5, Lima, India, Charlie, I wanted to bring you in first because I wasn't sure if you had any particular traffic for the net. And alright, now that is just a check-in for the count. Alright, thank you very much for checking in. And we're here every Thursday for the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. Don't forget to join us every week. We definitely heard you that time. And continue to join us here. I'm going to turn it over to KD0ETQ, which is Phil. Phil, it's your turn on the net. Go ahead.
Okay, Jose. KK4JZX, KD0ETQ. Okay. Usually have something I'm going to bring up somewhere. This is kind of a, I don't know, I guess a little question. It's no big deal technical thing. It's just something I was wondering. Like I said, I'm 65. I first did get in. This is my second call. First time I've been a general. I started out as a novice in a tech back in the early 60s, back when it was all tube radio, when I was in high school. And I was on my first thing, I had tech, and you could, you know, only go in 2 meters and so forth. But I remember I had different 2-meter outfits, Johnson Viking 6 and 2, and you had to have a separate modulator, power supply, VFO, all that stuff. But I'm wondering if it'd probably have to be somebody that either reads about antique, not so much antique, but, you know, the old radios, and then it's a question in regard to those and what's going on now. I remember when I was in 2 meters, they were all crystal controlled. I did have a VFO, I think, later on. But I believe, I'm not sure if I'm right or not, that I know now 2 meters for repeaters, it's FM. But I believe in the 60s, when I was doing all that with the tube res, I believe it was AM. I'm not sure, maybe somebody would know that's read up on or was around back then. I believe it was AM. And what I remember, we'd have a lot of skip conditions. You know, it was all that, what we call now simplex, you know, just direct. You know, just like the sideband or whatever it is. And I remember back then there was even little portions on the HF band that were dedicated to AM, which have kind of faded away now. But I remember there was skip. It'd come in and, you know, just like it does on HF, you get stations, you know, out, you know, 100 to 300 miles and further. Does that still happen, since I've only had this HT for a little while, and I don't know, does that still happen with the repeaters? Is there such thing as skip repeaters? I mean, can you be listening one time and a repeater pop in from Dayton, Ohio or something to St. Louis, or is that not possible with EFM? But back in the 60s, we were only running, you know, 4 or 5 watts, like some of the HTs are. That's kind of the question I had. Not really too technical, just somebody had to remember back then and would know if they're skip around now. That's about it. KD0 Echo Tango, Quebec.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. KD0 ETQ, this is KK4JZX. All right, Phil has a question about he's asking whether repeaters, is there such a thing nowadays as skip repeaters? And hopefully somebody will have an answer for that. I'm going to turn it over to Eric, KF5QQB. Eric, how's it going tonight? And do you have any questions for the net? Or maybe any answers for what's already been asked? I know that Herb had asked about setting up an RF link with Echolink, and now the question by Phil. Go ahead, Eric, KF5QQB. This is KK4JZX.
Phil, this is Eric, KF5QQB. And in response to the last question, I'm reading a website right now that's put up by people who are really into AM broadcast. A website dedicated called amphone.net, and they're dedicated to using AM to talk on the radio. I don't know if AM is in use any on VHF right now. I do know there are a lot of people that still do sideband and don't use repeaters, and you can, with the right antenna and right conditions, you can get 1,000 miles or so with VHF. We're constantly hearing Baton Rouge and Mobile on Joe's M5OZG repeater the same frequency. So it does happen, and it's more tropospheric dusting when it's in close like that. As far as setting up an Echolink station, I'm not at all conversant with that, so I will let somebody else answer it. KF5CD, you got connect control.
KF5QQB, thank you very much, Eric, for checking into the net and for providing that website for Phil. I believe I heard amphone.net, and Phil, you might want to jot that down, amphone.net. All right, so I think we've got N9RUT next. Go ahead, Jim.
Good evening, Jerry 101F. This is N9RUT in Indiana. The name is Jim. Talking about the skip there on 2 meters, we occasionally have openings over here. We had openings, probably about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I was getting into a repeater like 300 miles away, which is just 5 watts. I did have have my base antenna and my base hooked up to it, but we do occasionally get band openings. Let me tell you about the link I got for the Echolink here. Okay, and also the Echolink, the way I got mine running, I got one of those USB single links, and it does a great job. Does almost all the digital modes. It does Echolink. I can't remember what else it does there, but I had that for about 2 or 3 months, and really, it, for the price, it wasn't bad at all. It took me a while to get figured out how to get to work and everything, but I played around with it, and finally got to work. Actually, the guy up in Canada helped me with it, the VE6AGE. He had the same link I had there, and I couldn't get the IO to come back through the Echolink, so, and he told me to put an external speaker on it. When I did, it started working, but it works great here. Back to you, Nextro, KK4, JZX, this is N9RUT.
All right, N9RUT, thank you very much for your comments on that. You said that you have a particular, do you have the website for that particular device that you're referring to? It would be great if I could jot it down. Do you have that, and can you would you be able to read it to us? This is KK4JZX.
I look here. I know I got somewhere here on the computer. I'm trying to figure out where it is. Here, I don't hope I'll drop that account to do it, because I'm on the same computer as Echolink here. I just think you got to put singlelink.com, I think what it is. It's a place over in that makes them. I got mine from RNL over in Ohio, but there's a lot of places carry them there, but just type in your search bar single link interface, and it should come up to the website here. I don't, right now I'm on the Echolink. If I try to get off it, it's probably going to, let me see if I just real quick, I might be able to do it here. I know I got all the favors here on the computer. Okay, let me try here. Sorry about that. It is, okay, I'm looking right now for it. Sorry, I should have looked this up before I told you. Let me see here. Okay, it's called Signal Link. So I got, if you punch in your search bar, Signal Link to USB interface, it should come up to the website.
Comment.
Okay, N9RUT. I had somebody come in to make a comment. I didn't get the call sign, but go ahead with your call sign and your comment. This is KK4JZX.
Yeah, Jose, it's Herb, 85YC. Yeah, I've got a Tigertronics Signal Link adapter that I use on my HF rig, and it says it will definitely do Echolink among the gajillion other options that it has. K0PQW didn't think as highly of them. For Echolink, for PSK31 and the like, so far I've really liked it. I was hoping I could find something a little bit less expensive, although they're not expensive. I'm looking at one through DX Engineering, $85, and then I think that you have to buy the first cable. It's got a universal connector on it, and then you buy an interface cable that matches up with your specific radio. So right now I've got an interface that matches up with my my Kenwood 830S. So I would have to buy or manufacture a cable that would connect it up to my 2400 VHF radio. And like I say, I do like the unit. I think it works good. It's just that I was thinking I could use something a little bit simpler. I don't need quite as much sophistication in it. I've looked at some basic crossovers where you've got transmit and to receive the transmit, and some filters to keep RFI out. And use Vox to key it up, and for some reason I want to try to do it cheaper. That's why I've been tinkering with wires myself. But Tigertronics Signal Link USB, which has its own sound card, it actually uses the prolific driver. Let me buy a nickel. It actually has the same prolific driver interface built into it, I believe, although it's a much more solid one. It never needs a disk. and it installs itself as its own sound card, so you don't have to worry about system sounds accidentally being transmitted, etc. So it's a good unit. I might end up going ahead and buying another one of those. I just want to dedicate something to the link, and I'm a cheapskate, so I'm trying to figure out how to do one for less than about $100 with shipping, just under $100, which is not bad. The price has actually gone down, it looks like. AE5YC, and thanks for the information there. I can't see the call because I'm looking at the DX Engineering's website, but I like the signal link for sure. It's a good piece of equipment. AE5YC.
All right, Herb, AE5YC, thank you very much. And Jim, N9RUT, do you have any further comments for Herb before we move on with any further check-ins for tonight? This is KK4JZX.
No comments, like I said there. He is right. He is Tigertronics. I know why I couldn't think of that because I had it for about 4 months, but it is Tigertronics. And I think it got mine a cable for less than 100. So it, like I said there, I got the cable with it because they asked me when I bought the thing and asked me what cable I need for the radio, and I actually bought the DIN cable, the port cable goes in the back of the radio to the single link. That way you don't have to disconnect every time you just go to HF or anything on your radio or any other BIK. You just leave everything connected up, and you still got your mic hooked up to it without, you know, disconnecting the mic and trying to tie it in that way. But it works good for me. Like I said there, it took me a while to figure out how to do it yet, but you're right. It's its own sound card. And it does have its own box where you actually have to set your radio into the box to make it work. But I think there's a way around that if you have the right cable for it back to net.
Thank you very much, Bob, Jim, and Herb. all right, we are, this is the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet, and this is KK4JZX. And I'd like to let you know that if you have any questions regarding the nets, the Handy Hams runs every week, every day during the week, you can go to www.handyham.org, and in there you can click on nets, and you're going to see all the schedules for all the nets, the daily and the regular nets that are sponsored by Handy Ham. All right, I'm at the bottom of the list here, and I'd like to call... make a call for any emergency or priority traffic, just in case, at this time. If anyone has any priority traffic, I'll take it, and if not, we'll continue. This is KK4JZX. All right, the reason I'm doing that is because last week we had, I believe 2 weeks ago, we had someone that tried to get in on RF, and we were not able to take care of them, so we're making sure that we have a good enough break in between, so that way if there's a station that would like to come in with traffic, that we can handle it. And this is a good lesson learned, and it is something that I'd like to do moving forward, making sure that we reset and that we address anything that comes up. All right, I'll take the next two stations for any questions regarding technology or any answers on what's already been discussed. There are two topics on the table, but Herb has been asking about how to set up an RF link with EchoLink. There's been an answer and a few comments on that. And then Phil has asked a question about whether repeaters, if there's such a thing as skip repeaters nowadays, as in the old days. All right, and please come two stations at a time. I'll recognize you and take more check-ins. It's your turn. KK4JZX. This is KK4JZX for the Handy Ham TechNet, and if anyone has any questions regarding technology, we are discussing it here on the Handy Ham TechNet every week on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central, and we'd like to take any type of questions, including but not limited to radio, anything to do with radio questions, RF, antennas, computers, telephones, you name it. You name it, we have it. And we'd like to be able to discuss any topic having to do with technology on the Handy Ham TechNet. So anybody that can hear my voice. And if you have any questions or any comments, go ahead, it's your turn. And if not, I'll go ahead and turn it to N1VXP for his announcement. This is KK4JZX.
WA0TDA.
All right, I heard WA0TDA, Pat, and then a second station, which I believe I doubled with. That second station, go ahead with your call sign. This is KK4JZX. All right, that second station, if you have an opportunity right after I call WA0TDA, go ahead and come back and check in with us. WA0TDA, Pat, how's it going tonight? Any questions, any comments for the net? This is KK4JZX.
Okay, thank you, Jose. Well, I did have a question about using the IRLP system. I seem to be getting quite a few timeouts. And I'm not sure exactly why. Is that something that's set in the configuration on the node box, or is that something having to do with the Vancouver node? WA0TDA.
All right. Well, all right, Pat. WA0TDA. We'll see if anyone here would have any suggestions about the issue there. Are you saying that you're getting lots of timeouts on your IRLP setup there? Is that what you're saying, Pat? I'm not sure I understood that correctly. Go ahead.
Well, a very common one seems to be that the node will announce an activity timeout, and then it'll drop the connection to Vancouver. WA0TDA.
Okay, Pat, we'll see if somebody here has a comment or about that, or maybe an answer. Would anyone like to make a comment about Pat's question regarding the IRLP node? It seems to be timing out and dropping the Vancouver connection. This is KK4JZX.
KK4QL with a suggestion.
All right, I'd like to confirm. Was that KK4QL? Go ahead, it's your turn.
Yeah, Roger, KK4QL, name is Tracy. It seemed like I remember somebody saying this IRLP, I mean, if you just connect to a conference and sit there for 20 minutes or a few minutes less, it will time out. I don't know if it's Pat's having trouble with it, just throwing him off at unpredictable times, or whether you trying to stay connected and monitored, and you get timed out. I think it's if you have a node box or something, you go in there and disable your timeout function. You connect up to a node, the node, you know, if it sees your node isn't transmitting or nothing's coming into it, I think the node of the conference will actually disconnect the node in 20 minutes. I'm not sure. Some of those nodes has it set to different levels of inactivity timeout, I think. Could be all wrong. I just heard it. Just thought I'd pass it along.
All right, KK4QL. If you, Pat, WA0TDA, if you'd like to go direct with KK4QL, go ahead. If you have any comments, any further questions for him, go ahead and go direct with KK4QL. This is KK4JZX.
Let's see, I'll use the N0BB 70 centimeter machine to go in. There's somebody, you know, I can transmit, and then it seems like even as short as like 5 or 10 minutes later, the thing will give me this activity timeout. And it didn't always do that, and I haven't changed on this micro node. It seems to have the node N008 or 908. So I'm not really sure what's happening, but I can and configure it up. I'll look on the IRL configuration. WADO.
AE5YC with a comment.
AE5YC, go ahead. Right after you, Herb, I'll go ahead and turn it over to KK4QL for any comments back to Pat. This is KK4JZX.
Yeah, Pat, you are kind of getting to the edge of the repeater, but still getting in there. I do know that if there's a issue with the internet connection where it doesn't get continuous signal for a short period of time, there is a timeout. I don't know where the timeout settings are. or if that's adjustable, but it will disconnect you because of low connection speeds. It's normally attributed to poor bandwidth, but it could also be intermittent bandwidth. Just a just a thought I'd toss out there. AE5YC.
KK4QL, do you have any further comments for Pat? Go ahead.
No, I think Herb said it all. I had heard something about that if there was no activity, even if you had a solid connection, if there's no activity going to a reflector or coming to your node, then it would disconnect after 20 minutes, and that was adjustable. But yeah, that loss of data or loss of connection for temporarily, I think that even happens to Echolink too. I mean, it'll time out if an internet connection is dropped or whatever to try to hang in there for 25 or 30 seconds, and it'll just, disconnect. Since we brought up the IRLP, is there some kind of a way that I'd be interested in? I'll ask this question. On an individual IRLP node, I wonder if there's a way you can turn that into a temporary conference, whether you can set it up to where more than one station can connect to you as just a private, an IRLP node. Just not a conference, but a regular node. So if you have like a little micro node system set up, is there some kind of a way where you can set it up to make that kind of a temporary conference where, more than one person can connect to you, kind of like what Echolink can do? Anyway, that's about all. KK4QL clear.
Okay, so thank you very much, KK4QL. And I guess your follow-up question is, can an IRLP node be turned into an IRLP micro node where people can connect to you? I hope, let's see if anybody has an answer for that at this time before we turn it over to N1VXP for his comments. Does anyone have any comments or any questions for what's been discussed thus far? This is KK4, DayZX. All right, N1VXP, Rick, I know you had an announcement for the net earlier, and you deferred for until we have a few calls checked in, but go ahead if you have, go ahead with your announcement, and we'll move on with the Handy Ham TechNet. For tonight. This is KK4, JZX.
It's N1VXP. It was brought up to me by Steve Ewald, WP1X. Since he knew I get into these Echolink conferences enough, he said, maybe you want to bring this bulletin up. So here is ARL bulletin number 25 from ARL headquarters, Millington, Connecticut, November 1st, to all radio amateurs. ARRL requests hams do not self-deploy to areas affected by Hurricane Sandy. Amateur radio operators who want to assist those sections affected by Hurricane Sandy should not self-deploy to those areas. There are many area sections involved in the impact area, and each has different requirements on how they locate, credential, and deploy volunteers. Explained ARL Emergency Preparedness Manager Mike Corey, Kilo India 1 Uniform. ARRL Emergency Prepared, correction. If any, I'm trying to read my own handwriting. If a need for manpower is identified that cannot be handled or met locally or in that section, section leadership may contact other sections for assistance. If there is a need is still not met, section leadership may then contact ARRL headquarters for assistance. End of ARRL bulletin number 25, N1VXC. I do have a comment for Phil on his questions.
VXP, Rick, thank you very much for that bulletin. Always feel free to make those types of announcements in the beginning. It is those are important announcements as you know, people are trying to move around and trying to help, and sometimes there can be we can be a hindrance. I'm the type of person that probably would have jumped at an opportunity to help, and not having read this bulletin would have been my natural instinct to go and try to help the affected areas had I had the opportunity to. So thank you very much for that. And go ahead with your comment, Rick. Go ahead with your comment for Phil, KD0ETQ. This is KK4JZX.
Several 2-meter repeaters. And because the PL tone is used normally, there are certain weather conditions, especially with tropical storms up in the New England area, that when a traffic net was in session, they usually dropped the PL tone. And that's when we got stations from all over. As far as, actually on one of my traffic nets, we had an aeronautical mobile out of Baltimore, Maryland, hitting up to a repeater in central Connecticut. So it can be done. I think that's one reason why PL tones are usually used on repeaters. So, it's something that if another repeater with the same PL tone, conditions can be right that they can connect, and you can really have some fun with it. N1VXP back to net control.
All right, Rick. Thank you very much for the comments and for the bulletin. Did you have any further comments for Phil, KD0ETQ? Go ahead, Rick.
No, I'm just like I say, 2 meters. As far as the New England, we had quite a few times where we were actually able to have quite a few openings. I talked to people up in Maine. But as far as 2 meters, I found that location's all the more important thing. I had a 2-meter handheld. I would be right in the city of Hartford, Connecticut, and I could hit, it was one station, one repeater out of New York, and one up in northern Massachusetts, up near the New York border. So location can be a lot of fun with 2 meters. I used to bounce signals off the building, so it can be done. Other than that, not much else here. N1VXP, back to net control.
All right, Rick, N1VXP, thank you very much. And I think I doubled with you earlier when I was mentioning that I wouldn't mind if you had if you make the announcement at the beginning, that type of announcement. I would have jumped at the opportunity to visit an affected area if I could, and that type of bulletin is really beneficial. So we really appreciate that, Rick. Thank you. Phil, KD0ETQ, do you have any comments, any further questions for the group? I know there have been a couple of answers for your question. Is there anything else that you would like to add? This is KK4JZX.
Yes, KD0ETQ.
Excuse me.
No, that's kind of pretty much answered, you know. I mean, yeah, that's one thing I didn't think of. I should have. It's about the PL tones, because, yeah, maybe the repeater you're on, because there's a few repeaters here in St. Louis that I hit that don't have tones, and some of them that do. And, you know, you could be on one that doesn't have a tone here, but, you know, the skip you're looking for, the skip you're thinking of, they're on one with a tone. So you'd have to have two with no tones. Or I guess there's a possibility of the skip coming across simplex. Think of 520 as the calling simplex frequency in that. I guess they could run across a simplex thing like that, because that's what it was in the old days. And I think I even thought that one of the radio clubs in St. Louis even advertised some of the old equipment, like the Gonset communicator 2s and 3s and all that. Like, I used to use the old tube radios, and they said they're still using them. I'm guessing the only way they're using them is on AM, is they're using them on simplex frequencies, I guess. But yeah, that pretty much answered it. Yeah, I kind of forgot about the tone thing in there with, you know, you may not have one or have one and the other side, you know, they're the opposite. So, yeah, everything would have to be set exactly right to get skipped that way. So, yeah, that pretty much answers my question. So, no, I don't happen to have anything else. So, back over to you. KD0ECHO, Tango, Quebec.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. Appreciate that, KD0ETQ. This is KK4JZX for the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. And today is November 1st, 2012. Herb, AE5YC, I know I mentioned at the beginning of the net that I might have to skip out. And it's about that time, and I don't know if you're if you would have time to be able to pick up the net from here on and then get me on the other side, on the other band, so that I can send the recording to Pat. This is KK4JZX.
Yeah, Roger, no problem, Jose. I've got the whole thing recorded, so we'll keep it in one contiguous piece. And be happy to take over if you're ready to do what you need to do. Just say the word, AE5YC.
All right, this is KK4JZX, AE5YC. Thank you very much. I'm turning over net control duties to Herb, AE5YC. Herb, I'll be listening. It's just that I'm gonna have some visitors. And they're going to require my attention since it's my home and I live by myself. And anybody that comes here would have to be attended by me. but I'll have my volume up and on my speaker in case I need to take over. I'll definitely be up here as quickly as I can. And all right, turning net control duties to AE5YC. This is KK4JZX saying clear.
AE5YC in the net. KF7 UTR.
Hey, Brad. KF7 UTR, AE5YC. Sorry about that. I doubled with you. Looked up just in time to see it. Just real quick, before I put on the full net controller mantle, Phil, if you go to the ARRL and look at their band plan, they got a neat text chart that lays it out, and there's a number of sections of 2 meters that are designated for weak signal, CW, sideband. They've got Earth, Moon, Earth designations. They've got several national calling simplex frequencies, some of which are simplex, some of which are FM. They've got a satellite section. They break down the 2 meter band really, really nice. And any FM that happens to propagate outside of its normal area and overlap is just one of those things, you know. If you're putting a beam up, it's one thing. You're shooting for the moon, almost literally. Well, actually, literally, if you're doing EME. But there's a lot more to 2 meters than just FM. So you may want to take a look at that band chart and see what is on there. That's one of the reasons that I added the Yaesu FT100D to my collection so I could play with 2 meter and 6 meter sideband and hopefully do some 2 meter 70 centimeter crossband for satellite and space station work. Only time will tell. All right, enough rambling on my part. This is the Courage Center Handy Ham Radio Club's Thursday Night TechNet. And KF7 UTR, Brad, I believe, was just checking in when I stomped all over him, at least on my side. Y'all probably heard him, but I didn't. So let me open it up for check-ins. And Brad, if you would, go ahead and let me know that you were truly checking in, and we'll see who else is out there. I know KL3RH Riley typed in the text box hello, so he's out there, and we'll see a few others in the list. So taking general check-ins now, and then we'll go over the current state of the question list. AE5YC, Herb, down in New Orleans, net control.
I was actually doing more than checking in. I know that Jose was having to run away and take care of business, and I was offering my services for about this moment to help be a backup if you need one, just to catch call signs that you might miss or something like that. That's what it was. It's just trying to help out. KF7UTR.
Well, there I go again. Perfect. Accepted. And so KF7UTR is backup and greatly appreciated. Anyone else want to check in at this time? And then we'll run through the list of our current topics. AE5YC, net control.
N5, X-ray, Charlie, X-ray.
But Echo Link of you logging in, Riley. I didn't hear your transmission, and I got Woody N5 XCX. So Woody, go ahead, and I'll let Riley sort out what minor inconveniences the demon he gets to play with in the machine tonight. N5 XCX, it's your turn.
It's kind of coolish down here in Mount Dora, Florida tonight, about 68, 66 degrees. It's a lot worse than, than what I'm used to. I'm used to warm weather down here. Oh well, that's the way it goes. we get about 2 months, I guess, of cool weather. Snowbirds really love it. Well, anyway, happy All Saints Day to everybody, and I have, I don't have anything for the net that much, Herb, except for 20 years of experience in ham radio, so I'll stand on the side, or sit on the side, or whatever, just in case, someone comes up with something that I might happen to know there. You never know. N5XCX, back to you, sir.
Well, real good, Woody. That's the kind of Elmering that we can all use, for sure. So, happy to have you aboard. Riley, KL3RH, did you get things sorted out? All I heard was Echo Link and then silence. So I'm fairly certain you intended to say hello. So say hello. It's your turn. Sounds like Riley might be in the middle of a reset. Well, let's see. So far on the table, I had a question about recommendations for a Echo Link interface. I actually had been looking at a cable interface that plugged in. They make them by radio from the radio directly to the PC. But I was looking at them again while we're chatting, and they're like $50, and it's unique for each specific radio, or maybe a family of radios that use a similar interface. So I might end up staying with the Tigertronics Signal Link and just getting another one. $100 delivered with the cables, not too bad a price. And maybe I'll experiment with the one I've got and see if I can hook it up. So that was my little project. And then Phil, KD0ETQ, was talking about propagation on 2 meters and how that kind of can play in. And I don't think that there's any AM going on anymore on 2 meters, but there is definitely still sideband and CW and the digital modes and FM. And like I say, Phil, you might want to look at that chart. They got some interesting information that I'm playing with. And WA0TDA, Pat, has been tinkering with an IRLP micro node, and he's been getting some timeout errors. and was curious if anyone had any information on a potential cause and or B, a adjustment to that timeout so that he can give himself more time. So that's pretty much all we've got on the table at this point. Looking for check-ins. Anyone like to add some more comments to the topics we have at the table? Bring a new topic up. Hints, tips, reviews, anything of a technical nature, or if you just want to stop by and say hello, you're more than welcome to come in. So this is the Handy Ham Radio Club's Thursday Night TechNet, AE5YC, Herb, Net Control. Hey, Riley's back on the computer. That's what I get for glancing down instead of looking around, doing my Stevie Wonder imitation here and just talking. KL3RH, go ahead.
AE5YC of the net, KL3RH. Actually, I had a pretty interesting day here. I had to call my ISP since I moved. I had to call them because they went and provisioned my modem and wiped out all my firewall rules and all my wireless security, everything like that, and changed the password on the router through the provisioning. You know, when they provisioned it, they changed it. Well, I call them up. I went through like four or five texts. I said, I asked the question. I said, well, your provisioning server provisioned this up, and I need to know what the username and password is to get into it to set up my firewall, wireless, etc. Well, oh gee, we don't know what it is. Oh well, we just don't know what it is. So I finally got somebody that knew kind of what they were talking about. I got him to send me the provisioning file, and I had to tell them what the username and password was. How cool is that? KL3RH.
You gotta love that Sterling Tech support. It's what gives us purpose in life to be able to survive dealing with the horrendous level of tech support that is available, and the occasional, or I should say, the gem of tech support that we do at times get, because there are some great tech supports out there. But holy cow, what a mess! Just recently, when I was having Echolink issues, decided like a moron that I would reset my router and chose the erase its entire brain option. Oops. And luckily, I was able to get on the internet through my hotspot on my phone and find out that my particular brand of internet provider, they use the serial number as the password. So I just had to go over and get the serial number off the router and get it back up and reconfigure it to exactly match what it was versus go through the house and change the PlayStation and the Wii and the 15,000 other devices that all connect into it. So, yippee-ki-yay, I know you had a fun day, Riley. What else you got going on?
Oh, man, that doesn't even cover what I've got to do tomorrow. I've got a couple of hard drives that I need to change out, and the list goes on and on. I'm going to do net control in the morning, and then I'm going to be hardware geeking, I guess. I've got a few drives I need to change out and some repartitioning and a couple of OS installed. And my house still looks like a disaster. But, well, stuff's got to get done. My house will wait. The customer will not. KL3RH, back to net.
Understand completely. I do. Well, life's good. The landlord sent the heating and air conditioning guy by today, did the annual replacement of the control board. I pointed out that it almost seems like a scam that every year, the first cold snap, when we turn on the furnace, it blows the control board, and we lose heating and air conditioning, and he has to have a service call and a new board. You know, once is it happens, twice is coincidental, 3 years in a row smacks of job security. So, well, it's not my nickel, but I did point out that it doesn't really seem right to me. It's not like the thing sitting up there with a Tesla coil on top of it discharging a ball lightning out there. Yeah, you just flip the switch to heat and it ought to heat. But anyway, it's working, and strangely enough, I have the AC on right now, and I'll be flipping over to heat in about another hour. All right, well, I'm at the bottom of the list, so I've rattled my teeth enough. Let's hear from the folks that really have something to say. This is the Handy Ham Radio Club's Thursday Night TechNet, and we're looking for questions, comments, reviews, hints, tips. Bring it on. Anything of a technical nature, or just stop by and say hi. We'd love to hear from you. This is AE5YC, Herb, down in New Orleans, Net Control. And we've got KF7UTR, Brad, alternate for me, while Jose is entertaining. Of course, he's always entertaining. We could listen to Jose all day. Hi, hi. Anyway, well, Brad, you jumped in there. Volunteered. I appreciate that, but again, you got anything you want to toss into the ring? I'm still looking for suggestions on a cheapo way to interface my computer to an old Yaesu 2400 radio I've got. I have some ideas, but I'd rather not reinvent the wheel, so you or anyone else that's got any info, help me out. And anything else you'd like to throw in there. So let's toss it over to you before I take any more general check-ins. KF7UTR, AE5YC. Go ahead, Brad.
Well, bear with me because this thing might not sound very good. I jumped onto the home computer. Wow. It's been a while since I did that. Anyways, I have nothing on your program or idea yet, or your question, I guess, is the best way to put it, because I'm still working on the same type of project. And as far as everything else, I've been eavesdropping since it started, and you guys are doing a fantastic job. And yes, Jose is entertaining, and we could listen to him all day. Anyways, I'll just throw it back to you. But, no, doing a fine job.
Well, thanks for stepping in and run an alternate, Brad. We're going to have to get some more net controllers in here and get fresh blood going. So maybe we can sweet talk you and Riley into one of these nights, doing a Thursday night, and broaden the pool of net controllers out. We don't want to hog all the fun. So this is the Courage Center Handy Ham Radio Club's Thursday Night TechNet, taking general check-ins now. My name is Herb. The call is AE5YC. So go ahead with your check-ins and let us know what's going on.
ZX with a quick comment. Just got back up here, but quick comment.
AA5EZQ. Good evening, Herb.
OPQW.
All right. We got Jim up in Crystal, KD0NNE. We got my good friend Rick, KA5EZQ, down south along the Mississippi River on that narrow little stretch of land that the river built. And we got Matt, K0PQW, up there in Ellendale. So a nice eclectic selection here. Jim in Crystal. KD0NNE, It's your turn on the net. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good evening, Herb, and everybody on the net. KD0NNE, Jim from East Central Minnesota, Crystal area. I don't have a whole lot to add to anybody's answers or questions, but so far I've wasted two beautiful sunshiny days and I haven't stripped the cover off of this Celtronics I'm playing with and taken it outside to blow it off with compressed air. Since it's a boat anchor and it's all tubes, anybody out there got any suggestions as to whether that's a good or a really poor idea to put about 100 PSI of air on the thing? KD0NNE, back to net.
Oh, there are lots of alternatives, Jim. I wouldn't put it up close and personal at 100 PSI myself, but it does bring to mind a funny story. I was working for the Air Force in Thule, Greenland back in the 70s, running a microwave link, and everything was at least two, you know, had to have two is one is none. And my counterpart down the order wire, you know, we'd all chit-chat, plug in the headset and mic. Well, my counterpart down the order wire called me up and said he was going to take the B channel offline for maintenance. And he called me back and I asked him if he was bringing it back online, and he sounded panic-stricken, and he had taken the power supply, everybody wait for it, and washed it in a tub of soapy water, which is not really as bad as you would think until you realize that the equipment used paper insulators for the high voltage capacitors. But needless to say, we were running on one channel for just a little while he got things put back together. So I'll take air over hot soapy water any day of the week there, Jim. We'll let some other folks put some comments in there. KA5EZQ Rick down in Belchase Way. Or, I'm sorry, Plaquemines Parish. Well, yeah, Belchase, Plaquemines Parish. Down south along the river. How's it going tonight, Rick? What you got for us? AE5YC, net control.
Belchase is in Plaquemines Parish. It's at the top end. This is KA5EZQ. North end, north, west end of Plaquemines Parish. So, yeah, I'm down here. Not really down into the thin part yet. Not too far from it either. As to what you're trying to do, Herb, if your computer has a sound card in it, it's not too difficult to do some interfacing. It's mostly software and a couple of extra wires coming off of the card, the back of the card there where it comes out of the computer. You might want to look it up in probably the handbook if you've got one. If not, maybe I can look it up if I think about it this weekend. Let me reset this thing for a moment. Okay, it should be reset. But as for the 100 PSI, I don't think I would want to try 100 PSI on a Siltronic. In their day, they were an excellent radio. Shouldn't take much to put it back on 10 meters if it isn't already. Especially if you have the VFO or what they used to call the slider for it. It would make a great 10-meter rig, I can tell you that much. But I don't think I would use maybe 50 or 60 PSI into an air gun, and I wouldn't get the air gun too close to it, at least not the nozzle of it anyway. So that's my thoughts on those two matters.
Yeah, Roger, Rick. I think that's good advice. And yeah, that's been where I've been leaning towards putting some filter in line with my audio in and out, and making a very simplistic interface It just seems like I don't need all that much when the radio's got Vox built into it. I could theoretically bring one of the control lines out and control it directly from the computer, but that's more than I'd want to do with a modern computer. I'm using a laptop. I got too many laptops around. If I dedicated an old box to it, I wouldn't mind tinkering with the sound card, but don't feel like cracking the case on one if I don't have to. And laptops are definitely less than fun, but I'm thinking if I keep the RF out of it, it shouldn't be too hard to get it to interface in. So I'll give that a try at some point in all probability. And then again, who knows, I might get lazy and get another Tigertronics. just never know. We'll see what the piggy bank's got. But appreciate you checking in, and good to talk to you. Look forward to hearing from you again. All right, let's go over to KA0PQW, Matt, out in Ellendale. Good evening, Matt. How are things going over your way? AE5YC here.
Merci. KA0PQW, well, good evening there, Herb. And, didn't hear all the nets. I don't know what happened, but, first of all, I was listening to a book, and next thing I knew it was 7-something, and I listened to a book that I fell asleep to, which was crazy, but I was disconnected from the conference. I don't know why. Shouldn't have been, but I don't know if I've got an internet issue happening here again or somebody's playing with it. Not sure, but I was just answering an email to Pat about this IRLP node, and I think by default there's a timeout, an activity timeout timer in there that will quit, or that will disconnect it after so much time of no activity, and I mean no activity from his end. In other words, you know, him keying up. And I know it can be changed, but I don't know how to change it. I don't know Linux. It's a Linux-based thing, and I don't know much about that. But I'm pretty sure it can be changed. I wonder if he's got a manual on that thing, but of course it's probably cryptic. So, there is a built-in activity timer on that damn thing, and you might actually need to fire off a question to the IRLP people, somebody like Dave Cameron, V7, can't think of what it is anymore, but it might also be, Pat, if you're still listening, maybe you could contact John and U6P. John might have an idea on that, too. That's what to do about that. But yeah, that's a problem. And I've been seeing some odd issues. Let me reset this junk. I've been seeing some odd issues here on Echolink with my connection all of a sudden timing out. And I don't know why. It acts like the server goes down or something, but then it comes, you know, I can reconnect it right away usually, and it comes back. And I've told Mike about it, but he can see that there's an error message, but we have no idea what the error message means. So, I don't know. Some odd thing going on with that, too. Oh, anyway, that's my take on that. I didn't hear the whole net, because like I say, somehow I got disconnected for a while here. A5YC in the net, KA0PQW.
All right, Matt. Well, let's see if Pat was able to hang around. He actually sounded like he was getting on the edge of the signal range. WA0TVA, did you pick that up, Pat?
Romeo Hotel, recheck.
Yep, I think Pat might have got out of range. Go ahead there, Riley.
When I set up my IRLP node, I wrote down specific notes. I'm going to pull it up here. I know I
can't remember exactly what file it is in, but it's just a value. I think Matt's right. I think he's got something there. I think it's the local activity timeout, and just need to up that by a few percent. And I mean, you know, if you set it at a, you know, 600, then you know, you should be all right. But I will I'll look through this tonight if I can find it anyway, and I can actually send somebody the whole file. I don't know how many people would be getting on IRLP or anything anymore, but you know, it certainly, for me, it was a huge learning curve struggle there for a little bit, but I got it. So anyway, KLKRH.
Sounds like that could be very helpful, Riley. So yeah, I know Pat would be interested in seeing it. I would think that he would, and I haven't set up a IRLP node, and I'm leaning more towards tinkering with Echolink, but yeah, curious minds always want to know. So, well, thanks for tossing it in there. Also, finally glanced back through the text box, and no, Woody, I don't have money to throw away, but I do print it up occasionally. I just I gotta let the ink dry on it all the way so it doesn't smear when I hand it out there. Hi. And KK4JZX, Jose, I'm sorry you tried to get in there. If you're still around, jump back in.
Yeah, I heard about really quickly. Sorry, I got back about let me see, it was 9:22. Yeah, about 14 minutes ago, 12 minutes ago, 14 minutes ago. And I just came up here and heard Matt, so I figured I was going to be somewhere in there. Before I leave here, I wanted to let you guys know that I ran into an issue recently. This is, I guess, a tip or an announcement, or it's a tip. Send Space, which is a website that I've been using for a very long time, has two methods of downloading files. And one of them is with a download manager, and the other one is with just a straight download, and it's slower. When you go through the download manager route, and you're blind like I am, and you're not watching sometimes what's going on because you're busy doing stuff, I had three software packages installed on my machine that I did not want. And when I was trying to remove them, it just kept telling me, you got to fill out the survey to remove. And it was some Greco toolbar, and then it installed a Visicom anti-phishing domain advisor software that was causing all my Echolink issue, and because it was monitoring all my traffic to try to figure out if I was getting... It is a legitimate piece of software, it's just that I did not ask for it, and I did not click to install it. When I tried to cancel the install from that software package, it just didn't do it. And I consider that type of software malware. So for those of you who use SendSpace, careful with that. KK4JZX, back to net control, and then I'll be clear on your comment, Herb.
I hate that kind of software. I truly do hate that software. somebody once made the prophetic statement, there ought to be a law against that. And there probably is. Well, I'm glad you got it sorted out. All right. Well, I'm at the bottom of the list. Do we have any other check-ins for the Thursday night Handy Ham TechNet? My name is Herb. The call is AE5YC, and we're taking check-ins now.
AE5YC, this is Kilo Charlie 5 Romeo Alpha India KC5REI Charles here in Dallas, Texas.
All right, that was interesting. Something's coming through on K0PQW. It looked like WW8A was trying to get through, but we weren't getting any audio. So while you take a little gander at that, let's go to KC5RAI, Charles, over in Texas. Welcome to the Handy Ham Radio Club's Thursday Night TechNet. Happy to have you aboard. Do you have any comments, questions, reviews, hints, tips, or just want to say hello? You're more than welcome. My name's Herb, AE5YC. It's your turn.
Well, I wanted to say, you know, I'm amateur, but I also like the SWL. One thing, though, is I have found it's interesting, my transceiver that I like to use, it's a Yaesu ST857D, but I noticed that sometimes the antenna that work on my shortwave listening, well, I don't know how to put it, but sometimes it seems like my transceiver does not perform as well as my shortwave radio using the same antenna. Oh, well, KC5RAI, I don't know whether that's unusual or not. Maybe it's something that I should understand but don't. KC5RAI.
Whiskey 8 Alpha, how about now?
Well, we got you now. Whiskey 8 Alpha. Come on in, and then we'll pass out the current topic, which is difference in receive sensitivity between the shortwave radio and the 857 or 897. I forget which one, but they're very similar to each other. Go ahead, WW8A.
Permission to go direct K0PQW, over.
Go right ahead.
Roger, break. K0PQW, Whiskey 8 Alpha. K0PQW, Whiskey 8 Alpha.
Wayne, went a little nuts on you there again, and it wasn't transmitting. Was trying to key up, but no stack, no nothing, just... noise. We did hear you call for Matt several times, and he was here just a minute ago, but he might be tinkering with his radio, so try back again in a minute. Would anyone like to comment on KC5RAI and the question about the sensitivity of receive on the shortwave versus on the transceiver? If so, go ahead, and any other check-ins, go ahead. AE5YC, Herb, Net Control. Well, it got mighty quiet, but just off the top of my head, is the shortwave antenna the same antenna that you're using for your transceiver there, Charles? Go ahead.
Yeah, what it is, if I... Well, unplug the antenna that I cut, and it's sort of like, for some reason, it works great on the shortwave, but on my transceiver, doesn't work as well. And I haven't quite figured out. Actually, and I noticed what it is like, sometimes, too, like, on the broadcast band, I have a loop antenna, and the loop works great with my shortwave radio, but doesn't work at all on my transceiver, even though it covers that band, KC5REI.
Looked like N9RUT, James, Jim tried to get in there. Jim, were you trying to get in? Go ahead.
This is N9RT, I think I might have... Kind of messing up the radio here. I might have hit something by accident. I wasn't mean to key up there.
Oh, that's all right, Jim. The Halloween gremlins, I think, are still out there. Charles, the shortwave antenna, is it a 50-ohm antenna? Does it match up to the radio, or is it just a long wire that you use on the shortwave? Just out of curiosity, since... no one else is throwing anything out there. I'm always curious. AE5YC, net control.
The antenna I'm using for my shortwave was, actually I used to have a landline telephone, but I dropped the landline. But anyway, the telephone cable, I cut it and made an antenna out of it, and it worked great on shortwave. I just can't seem to, it doesn't seem to work on my transceiver. On my transceiver, the only thing that I've had that actually works is a little diamond for 2 meters 440. That works. I guess, I haven't found a good HF antenna. I think part of the problem is I'm in an apartment, but it seems like my shortwave radios don't care what sort of antenna I put on it. KP5AI.
Roger. Well, just off the top of my head, it could be because the short wave is not as impedance dependent. Your FP857 or 897, whichever one it was, they're cut from a similar cloth, but. Both of those are 50 ohm, and if you're just sticking a long wire in without any kind of impedance matching, that might, that'd be the only thing I could think of that would cause the antenna not to work as well, which to me that seems like it would make sense. If you have an antenna tuner, you can take a long wire and you can match that up to 50 ohms and get a decent receive signal, but the shortwave radio, don't think it is very interested in the impedance of the input. It's just looking for a nice long piece of wire to pick up as much signal as possible. So that's my only opinion off the top of my head. Anybody else have any opinions out there? Then otherwise we're going to circle back around and we might tie a ribbon on this. It seems like it's kind of winding down, even though we are almost 2 hours into our 1 hour net. AE5YC, net control.
K0ETQ.
5QQB.
Alright, I got KD0ETQ and KF5QQB, so we'll go in order. And recheck, Phil, ETQ, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't have anything to say about the transceiver, but, I'm on a third floor of an apartment, too, as he says in the apartment. I've had a couple of communications. We've got a Kenwood R5000 and a R600 and a DX394 realistic. I can stick a piece of speaker wire back there. I've just taken it wasn't even really a long wire. It's just it's like a 30-foot piece of speaker wire, and just wrapped it around a little screw, on the back of the communications receivers. You can have the coax connector, and you can have just little screws. I've just split open the end of a speaker wire and stuck it and strung it out 30 feet across the living room, and got marvelous signals off communication receivers. I imagine, you're not transmitting or anything. Don't have to worry, I guess, about the SWR and all that. I was wondering what type of communications receiver it is. KD0ETQ.
My radio I'm using is an Eaton E1 XM, and it seems to be the it has a power attachment, but because I didn't have a power, I just take alligator clips and clip my antenna to it. The other antenna I have is shortwave radio I use is a Grundig Satellite 750. One thing with that I have wondered, because it has an input for 50 ohm, and also 300 ohm antennas, and I'm not sure which would be better, or whether there's any reason or whether there is any reason why one would be better than the other to use.
Yeah, KU0ETQ. Yeah, okay. I'm not familiar with that first one you said. I wasn't sure exactly. Yeah, I know about the Grundig. Not sure about the first one you said. I'm not really familiar with it. Either I'm not familiar with it or didn't really understand the brand name and the model number. But yeah, I've just stuck speaker wire on it, and you know, the backs of mine will say have things for 50 ohms, 300 ohms. I think one of them is the old TV type, and you know, cable. The one I guess is the regular 50 ohms that everybody uses. But see, I don't have a transmitter, but it works fine on a piece of wire. So I imagine any kind of communications receiver is going to work great in just a piece of wire. But once you're trying to transmit, it's going to be a different story. It's about as far as I can tell you. So I guess I'll turn it back to Net Control, and then he can take it from here. KD0ETQ back to 85YC.
Oh, real good, Phil. Appreciate the input. That's what it's all about. Let's go down and see what Eric has to say. KF5QQB, go ahead.
KF5QQB, Eric. I was going to agree with you and Phil. The receiver really doesn't care what kind of wire is attached to it. If it has two connections on the back, one for 300 ohm and one for 50 ohm, that's probably so the 50 ohm would be so you can put a piece of coax on it and connect it to an elevated antenna that, you know, that is fed by a piece of coax. And 300 ohm is just where you connect any old piece of wire, really. The 300 ohm, the TV twin lead, and also FM antennas, if it's a dual band, it may, prefer the 300 ohm for the FM antenna. But it probably wouldn't make that big of a difference on the receive side. The same goes for your transceiver. It probably doesn't care a whole lot when it's receiving. You just have to have it connected to the right place. And when you transmit, like Phil said, it's a whole other kettle of fish. You have to match your antenna to your output, both by impedance and by frequency, and that is a 12-hour course that you can go through to study how to do that. I've been reading every website I can about it, just because I've missed a few things over the last 20 years since I was last working with radios that much. But that's what you really need to do, is study up on how to make the right antenna for what your radio really wants when it's transmitting. And also, it would probably help to get a tuner, but it's not absolutely necessary if you can build an antenna that is tuned by itself as to the right frequency you want to transmit at. That's all I have for now. KF5CPD.
Yeah, I think that's as accurate as it could be said, Eric, for sure. Charles was talking about receive was not as good, but my experience is that when I've got a matched output, when I go to receive, while it will receive, I pick up signals on my dummy load, so it will receive, but if you're trying to pull in those weak signals, I think having it matched up would be helpful. So I think that's about the best explanation that we're going to come up with at this point in time. But definitely, if you've got a radio that's got a 300 ohm or a 50 ohm, I would recommend going off one side of the 300 ohm, and the other side should be ground, and ground in the 300 ohm for receive only. Definitely don't want to try and transmit, but that's got to be on the communications receiver. I know that's not on the on the newer Yaesus, the all bands that are similar to the new versions of my 100D. Which are 50 ohm only outputs. All right, well, I'm at the bottom of the list. Let's see if there's anyone else, and if not, we'll cycle through and see if anyone else would like to put any more comment in or ask any more questions, and if not, we'll tie a ribbon on this. 2 hours is a pretty good net. Been a little bit slow tonight, but always interesting. Always interesting. Appreciate to hear everyone who shows up and what you have to say. So make a last call before I circle back through the net. See who's still around. This is Handy Ham Radio Club's Thursday Night Tech Net, 85YC Herb, Net Control, taking those last minute check-ins now. All right, I think we've ran it down to the bottom, so we'll start back up at the top and see if anyone else would like to make a comment. Actually, instead of running down the list, we'll just see who's still left out there and anyone who would like to get in a comment before we shut her down, we'll run it like we're doing check-ins. So one at a time, line up, no fighting for the front. Y'all play nice. AE5YC, Net Control. Go ahead and any final comments, folks? Go ahead.
KD0AETQ.
All right, KD0ETQ, Phil, go ahead. And then we got you up next, Eric.
Yeah, it's KD0ETQ. Now, I just want to say enjoyed the net tonight, and I got my question answered. A couple things I didn't think of about the tones and all that. And I will read up on the AWRL. In fact, I started to read on it the other day and got distracted with something, and I'll go back and finish it. I started reading up about it, so and I was reading proposals and all kinds of stuff, so I'm going to go back and take a look at that. But yeah, I got my question answered the way I wanted to, and you know, like I said, that I've got my communications very used to with R5000. Right now, I've just got a piece of speaker wire stuck into it, and it's just running 30 feet along the wall, you know, in the living room. And that's, you know, on the third floor, I'm up 40 feet. That probably helps. But, I can hear pileups and everything else. I can hear great. But I'm sure if I was trying to transmit, it wouldn't work. Or it wouldn't work very good. Or I'd burn something up. So, but that's all. I'm going to get out of here now. Got to go back, talk to my wife for a while, and take care of some things. So, it's been 2 hours, so. Seems like all the nets, I think at first it's trying to get them to an hour. I don't think we're ever going to get the tech net to an hour. So, okay, I'll say 73s, everybody, and get on out of here and be around for the morning net. So, this is KU0ETQ. I'll be clear and 73.
Oh, real good, Phil. You have a great evening. Thanks for stopping in and visiting with us. We always enjoy you being here, and you haven't missed one yet, so glad to have you aboard. And down to my neck of woods, neck of the woods, not naked in the woods. Let's don't get any crazy ideas here. KF5QQB, Eric, go ahead.
5QQB, Eric. There's actually nothing wrong with being naked in the woods. My uncle and my great-grandfather did that a whole lot, but anyway. Recommendation for, I think it was Charlie, might want to back off the microphone just a little bit because your audio is really, really hot. And I've enjoyed listening in on all of the questions and answers tonight. I actually caught a few things that I was interested in but didn't realize that I wanted to study up on a little bit more. And nice chatting with you all this evening. Say 73 as well, KF5CD.
Well, real good, Eric. It's always a pleasure chatting with you, and it's good to have another local come into the net. We'll have to get together and tinker some. Maybe I can get you to help me string some more antennas up here. I'm definitely antenna shy, radio rich, and antenna poor right now. So one of these days we'll have an antenna raising party. I'll get my 6-meter antenna up there and maybe put up a small handmade 2-meter beam and try some of that weak signal work and who knows what we'll get into. I might even try some EMP. I've been looking at those circular polarized antennas. I don't want to play with all of it. The technology is fun. Anybody else out there want to, 73s by the way, Phil and Eric, anybody else out there want to make a last minute comment before we tie a ribbon on the Thursday night Handy Ham Radio Club's TechNet, 85YC Herb down in New Orleans, net control. Speak now.
I'll be here, Doug.
Hey, Matt. Welcome back. We lost you there for a little bit. WW8A was calling for you. I don't know if he got a hold of you. Go ahead, Matt.
No, I didn't hear him. I must have been, I guess paying completely close attention to what was going on here. Sorry about that, but I was trying to clean up my little George Foreman rig and cook some burgers on stuff, and I had a phone call and stuff for a few minutes and things, so. Oh, I was just going to comment on the EME thing. I think that would be, I'm going to be trying to do that here this winter at some point. And I think I got a good enough setup here to do it off the horizon, either moonrise or moonset. But I'm going to try with CW, regular CW, slow speed CW, that is. You know, maybe 10 words a minute or something. You can't go really fast on EME, otherwise you lose dits and, you know, you'll lose parts of it in the propagation. But, I don't know, I think if I were you, being your sighted and stuff, I think I would try one of the, like, JT65 or something like that, one of the digital modes on EME. I think that would make the most sense. I would do that too, except that it's not something that's real blind accessible. So that's how that is, I guess, but pretty interesting, no doubt about it. And I've been seeing some local enhancements up here on 2 and stuff in the FM broadcast band. You notice tonight things are up a little bit, a lot, but a little bit. So it's kind of neat that we're still seeing band enhancements here at the beginning of November. 85YC, and I know we need to close. You want to close her up here pretty soon. KA0PQ,
W. Well, you know how that is, Matt. It's hard to get us to quit talking tech. And, yeah, I'll take a look at the digital modes. I am set up for that. And I believe I've got the right interface to hook up my my digital interface to the FT100, but I'd like to try some EME, and I'd like to try a little satellite, and maybe even talk to the space station. You gotta dream big, and then you get what you get. So always fun talking to you about the different technology. And I am going to get me a 6-meter antenna strung up there. I'm not going to even bother with the vertical. I'm going with a probably at least a dipole and maybe a small beam. We'll see. I might stack a 2-meter and a 6-meter beam and do a hillbilly rotator where I'll just walk outside and turn the pole around to aim it where I want to. But you know, I want to play around with some of that weak signal VHF stuff. Anyway, appreciate you stopping by, and again, always a pleasure. Anybody else have any last minute comments before we tie a ribbon on it? This is the Handy Ham. Brad, I see K9KJN. Hutch, how's things going up there in Indiana, Hutch? You want to jump in and say hi before we shut this TechNet down? Go ahead.
Well, hey, Herb and everyone else in the net, this is Hutch K9KJN. Just in bed here and just kind of bopping around listening to the different nets. Wish everyone 73s have a great evening. Not much going on here in Mooresville. So with that, back to you. This is K9KJN.
All right, Hutch, you have a great evening, and thanks for catching that for me there, Brad. That's why we like having alternates around. All right, this will be the last call. Anybody else have anything you want to say before we shut down the TechNet and turn the equipment back to normal use? Speak now or hold it until next Thursday. Go ahead.
This is November 9, Romeo Uniform Tango. We'll say at 7830 on the net. Enjoy the net here, and hope to check in next Thursday. So 73 to you all out there. This is November 9, Romeo Uniform Tango Clear.
Thanks, James. Appreciate you stopping by, and everyone who stopped by and said hello tonight, and all the contributions that are made. We appreciate it. Well, everyone have a fine evening. We're going to tie a ribbon on this and put another one in the logbooks. So the audio will be posted up there. It was a little bit slower. Sometimes they're a little more lively, but still enjoyable. And I'll be always open to hints and tips on Echolink interface. And anytime anybody wants to I'm reading the text box and trying to talk, and I go into lockup mode. Anytime anybody wants to talk about antennas and weak signal work, VHF and UHF, I'm looking to move in that direction as well as playing with HF. So it's all good. We'll catch you guys next week. Everyone have a wonderful week, and see you on the regular Handy Ham net tomorrow. Riley, KL3RH, will be net control, and I'll be riding shotgun with him unless something changes. But there will be a midday net tomorrow and every day of the week. So thanks again to everybody for showing up. This has been the Handy Ham Radio Club's Thursday Night TechNet. Everyone have a great evening, and we will now return all equipment to its normal operating parameters. 73 is all.